Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You just got to be entrepreneurial in some way. You just got to find a loophole somewhere and then you can make money.
She found a fart.
She found...
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Friends Are Benefits podcast, a podcast when you never know. And I'm going to get right into it, right?
Should we get right into
it? I'm thinking
we take it slow.
Foreplay. Fuck all that shit.
I want foreplay. I like foreplay. Let's do some foreplay.
Yeah, but I'm going to start off with a little foreplay.
All right, cool. Go
That's
ahead.
What we're doing. We're going to do.
Getting right into it?
It's episode 17, so just to let y'all know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it's 17.
We've been doing this for 17 weeks.
17 weeks.
That's a mad, bro.
It's about to be 20. Mad. Time flies.
It really does fly.
So I saw this tweet, yeah? Mm-hmm. She said, I just saw my boyfriend in matching outfits on a random girl's IG story. I can't breathe.
Whoa.
And then she goes on saying, I was crying in the taxi and the door operator gave me a forehead kiss. I'm traumatized, but that was really beautiful. She tweets again. It's literally a heartbreak. She's going through a lot.
She is actually. She just had rebound. Rebound. She's
rebound forecast.
Yeah.
And then she tweets again. She's like, if I post his number, can you guys please call him and ask him why he's doing this to me?
She is going through it. She's actually going through it.
Yeah. It's sad.
Is it like a famous person?
No, it's not. It's just a random ass girl going through it.
She is actually going through,
it. But imagine you saw like your girl at the next man's story. And then they're wearing matching outfits.
Wait. I forgot that part.
Yeah.
You said they were wearing matching outfits.
Matching outfits.
I thought you said she was wearing like a match outfit, like a football fan, and she got like a full kit on.
Nah,
but she was wearing
G.
matching outfits with the next man.
She said, I just saw my boyfriend in matching outfits on random girl's IG story.
Bro, it's done for. It's done for. It's done for. There's no winning her back. And you just know she felt so comfortable having matching outfits on with somebody else. You're the side nigga.
She's the side bitch.
She's been the side bitch.
She been the side bitch. It's a confirmation.
She just never knew. That's exactly what it is.
He never did a matching outfit shit with you?
With you?
Oh, but now you see
on,
what...
You're the side chick. Accept it. Move on. Accept that shit and move on straight up.
I thought it was hilarious. She's like, if I just post his phone number, would you guys talk to him for me? What?
Nah, man. She's done for.
No, that's mad.
I couldn't be in a situation like that, man. I just know myself way too much. I just couldn't be in a situation like that. There's you only never one. Know. There's only you one or two things.
You thought they would, they were gonna be in the same situation?
Nah, but like I'm saying that as in, like nah, like destiny, the universe knows me so well that I wouldn't dare put me in a situation like that.
What would you,
What wouldn't I do? That should be the question.
No way. Would you go crazy?
Nah, to be honest, like I think I've talked about it so many times on this podcast, like how I just wouldn't react. And I think you that's exactly what's gonna happen. It's either
cheating, man. It's the matching outfit for me.
That part
it's literally the matching outfit.
That part
for
though.
Me.
I haven't thought
that's
that far.
Disrespect. That
to the T.
To the T.
Literally to the T.
You're wearing matching outfits with the next gal.
Oh.
On a story too. So you thought I would never see this.
Oh my god.
It's disrespectful as F.
How do you think you would react?
I would lose it.
Are you going to become explosive or are you going to become cold? Because I can imagine for me, it's only one or two reactions. It's either I literally shut off from like feelings and emotions entirely.
Exactly.
Or I go crazy. And trust me, you want me to do the former. Because if I go crazy, I don't go crazy on a regular. If I go crazy, I'ma go crazy.
What would you do?
What wouldn't I do
I
in that situation?
I wouldn't see you crazy. I can't see you crazy.
That's the thing. I can't even imagine myself like going hams, yeah?
Yeah.
And I don't want...
Would you pull up to their place?
Nah. I might fucking run into their place with my car. What the fuck are you talking about? Matching outfits.
Matching outfits.
Matching outfits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you on the same level as me? Why aren't you mad?
No, I'm mad. Trust me. But mine is the same thing. Like, there's only some amount of emotions that I can handle.
Yeah.
When it passes through that,
it's done for.
I have no feelings.
Finito.
I shut down. Finito. I literally have no feelings. My feelings are gone. Yeah, I just deal with the situation.
You know, I can imagine you like becoming cold in that situation.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't think you would even get mad or like super aggressive. I think you would just shut down.
No, I'll definitely shut down.
Yeah.
The person is forever ghosted. I would never speak to them ever again. There's not even a discussion about to happen. Mm. It's not about, what you had matching outfits, la, la, la. Nothing. Mm. Nothing. You're almost here. Pimp for me. You're forever ghosted. You're dead in my eyes.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Have you ever done like matching outfits?
Hell no.
See, technically, I haven't done it. But I have bought like a matching costume for me and one of my exes. It was like when I went to the States for holidays. And at that time, like everybody was posting like on their stories, people that were
like
couple. It's
like Tumblr days.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh my God.
The time when people used to put on shirts like my queen or my king.
I literally
bought that shirt. One for me, one for her. We never put it on though. Thank God we broke up before we had the chance to put it on. But it was like, when I think about it right now, I want to puke.
That is gross.
Thank God
not
there's
my
no
queen.
Video evidence.
Not
literally,
my queen,
the
my king.
Corniest shit.
That's literally so corny.
The corniest shit.
It's cornier than corn. It's literally cornier than corn.
Oh
that's
my God.
Disgusting, bro.
If there was like any evidence that we actually like put it on and went out and took pictures, and that was like
that
somewhere.
Picture never get oh out.
Man. I'm blackmailing you. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Me? Like
whoever has access to that picture, you're getting blackmailed until you take it off the internet. But yeah, that was corny as fuck. But
no,
you ain't never...
It's Tumblr days. No, man.
You ain't never...
No, I used to like it like the way they used to do it before. Like when they match their tie to their woman's dress or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But we ain't going to match. We ain't going to match shoes and some shit. No.
No. If you match by accident, don't...
Yeah, don't plan it.
Don't plan that shit.
It's corny.
It's corny.
It's actually
as fuck.
Really corny.
It's corny as fuck. All right, Maji, I got something for us today. Yeah.
What you got?
Juicy, juicy ass story that I found.
Should we do one more?
You want to do a Twitter?
One more Twitter thingy.
All right, man. Let's go.
Before we hit that,
let's go.
Let's do that. This is like unpopular opinion tweets, right? Taxes are essentially just a yearly subscription to a country you are living in. Lol.
How true is that?
That's facts, no?
It is facts.
That is facts. Childhood is a free trial, they said.
Oh my God.
It is, though. It's literally a free trial.
I wish I could get like 3 free trials at least.
Bruh, same.
I'm trying to go back in time, bruh. Why did I want to get old so
imagine
quick?
Not paying taxes well. Amazing.
Imagine not having to wake up at 7 a.m. to go to work. Let's talk about baby privileges right now.
Baby privileges! There's a lot.
It's too much.
It's uncountable, actually.
Imagine you just go, meh, meh. Somebody comes out with their titties.
With their tits. Titties.
You know what
mouth.
I gotta do to get titty in my mouth? The privilege.
Stop, I can't. You know what I gotta do to get titty in my mouth?
The actual privilege.
No, the actual privilege. God, you did not say that. Oh, that's hilarious, Omar. I can't.
I wish I could be two, man. I wish I could be two all over again. All right.
Next. Wait, you were breastfed to two?
No, actually, I wasn't.
No, stop lying.
I think I was breastfed for like 2 months. That's why I have a low IQ.
Stop. We're stopping right here. Stop.
All right, cool.
When you ask for someone's name, you're essentially asking them what noise you should make to get their attention. Facts.
That makes me think about monkeys. Do they have like a special goo goo gaga?
Goo goo gaga, babies.
Yeah. Do they have like a special sound to make somebody answer? That's fascinating, though.
Next, this one is harsh, man. You spend your whole life gathering guests to your funeral.
Yeah. Mine gonna be empty. I'm just kidding.
No, you collect more than me. You collect a lot of people.
Just my families. And
imagine,
all, to be honest,
man. You spend your whole life gathering
guests for your funeral.
For your funeral.
That's why you gotta be nice to people. Always be nice. But at the end of the day, like, when you're gone, does it even matter if people show up? You're not here. I mean, it would be nice.
I would be so sad if they're not here. But then I'm not here, be sad.
Yeah.
But then...
You would be sad if you fake your death.
I would be butthurt.
And then you were watching your funeral and then nobody showed up.
Imagine.
Oh, that would be so heartbreaking.
I would take suicide at that point. You just have that. Nobody gives a fuck anyways. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. If you're here or you're not. That's it. Blood clot, man.
Talking about funerals, this person said, when I die, can someone log in into my Facebook post? Not me dying.
That's why this generation is gone.
And then the next person commented underneath. Then I will comment, it's giving deceased.
Oh my God.
It's giving deceased.
Our generation is gone. We're actually gone, bro. We have no limit when it comes to like humor.
We have no limit. I live for it.
We're gone, bro.
Yeah, I love it.
Holy shit.
I live for it, for real.
That's crazy, though.
Not me dying.
People joke about everything these days.
All right, go ahead.
All right, cool. Let's get into the juicy story that I got for y'all today. It's actually too much juice.
Too much juice?
We should get some paper so we can, like, wipe up a little bit because we're going to be drooling up in here.
I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
So it was like a Reddit thread.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually just somebody that posted, yeah. Mm. I dislike people who always feel like they need to be in a relationship. And I definitely agree. People that cannot be single for one single moment, disgusting.
Facts.
So it goes like this. Somebody wrote, I have never understood it. A girl I worked with left her husband to pursue a relationship with a co-worker.
Husband, you know?
She came crying to me a few weeks later, saying that the co-worker just wants a casual, no strings. She doesn't know what to do. I asked if she was okay with that, or was she going to end things. She started ugly crying, saying she can't be alone. She doesn't want to be single. When I asked her what is wrong with being single, she said, who will put out the rubbish?
Who will put out the trash?
That's the only thing that she was concerned about. Who was going to take out the trash?
What?
Listen, I was shocked and said, you are more than capable of putting out the trash. I do it every week. She ended up going back to her husband a week or two later. What are you thinking so far?
The husband just took her back like a little idiot.
Are you thinking, did he know that she ended things to pursue somebody else? Because that's what she did.
He has to know, right?
Okay, so he did actually know, yeah?
Yeah.
So then somebody commented something, then she replied. The person basically asked, did she know that you know, she was pursuing something with a coworker.
That's why she left him.
And then she said, yes, she had marriage counseling and told him that she was leaving him because she never loved him. It reminds me of my breakup. She was only she was only with him for the kids and that she had found someone new. That's what she told the husband. He knew who it was. They all worked for the same company.
Yeah, yeah.
In the 8 weeks or so, they had split. They put their home on the market and had accepted an offer. They had to rent for a while before they could build a new house again. This happened years ago. The emotions that went through my mind. First of all, I'm questioning the husband, like, what are you, what is going through your medulla oblongata?
Medulla what?
That's Greek for brain.
Medulla in Goata.
Medulla oblongata.
Oblongata.
Oblongata. My principal used to say that shit all the time. What is actually going through his mind? Like, first of all, yeah, she left him for another man. Just that in is enough for him not to take her back. To make things worse, they all work in the same company. So he knows who the other man is. Right? Imagine. He knows this person. You know that person's name.
Imagine.
And then she comes back to you 2 weeks later because that man doesn't want her. And then you take her back with open arms. What kind of desperation? I mean...
Why?
Nah, bro. The whole story, no, it just doesn't make sense for me. It feels like the man is done with life. That man probably needs to speak to a therapist. Do you have any will for life anymore? Or are you just done and over with everything? Or yeah. What type of trauma has he been through in the past that makes this just so calm for him?
He took her back in 2 weeks, you know?
He took her back in 2 weeks, bro. Your wife that was cheating on you.
I feel like at this point, even if she told him she took him back because the other guy did not want like a serious relationship with her, yeah, he would still be taking her back.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like he was going to take her back regardless. And let's talk about the reason why she did not want to be alone for a second. Because she wanted somebody to take out the trash for her. She's the trash. She needs to be taken out.
Somebody needs to take her out.
Somebody needs to take her out. She doesn't belong in a relationship.
People, she is the trash.
She is the trash.
No, you know what? It's like confusing to me.
Yeah.
You broke up with your husband. Husband, you have a kid's way and a house way.
Whole ass husband, you know.
For a coworker, you didn't even make sure once you in a relationship base first.
Yeah.
You left him just thinking, of course, he would want to be in a relationship with you. Just gambling it.
Yeah.
Just gambling it.
Just playing the dice. You gotta have serious, like serious deep conversation with somebody before you make moves like that. Because you got to be 100% certain, if I end this thing with a long-term partner, like this person, do they just want to fling? I feel like that's just like the 101. That's just like the basics. I feel like I'm getting cheater advice 101. If you want to break up with somebody because you want to pursue something with somebody else, you got to make sure that that person is on the same page as you.
It's literally bare minimum.
And you know, often, yeah, the side people, yeah, the side niggas, the side chicks, they don't want nothing serious.
No, they're together with you convenient. Because they like to be the side person.
They get
yeah.
the best part of you.
Yeah,
facts. The weekend you.
Fat.
I'm just trying to see facts. That booty on the weekend. When you're stressed out during the week, you got work stressing you out, you got kids stressing you out. I ain't trying to see that. I'm not here for that. Mm.
Go to your wife.
Go to your husband real quick. Because nah, what we're not about to do, because she had kids as well, right?
Yeah.
What we're not about to do is that we're fucking on the side and then you end things with your man and then now I gotta be a stepfather all of a sudden. That's too much responsibility.
That you didn't ask for.
I didn't ask for that. I just wanted to tap that on the weekend. That's it.
You wanted the side thing.
The side thing.
Nonsense.
That's dumb, bro.
I feel like at this point they belong together because it's dumb and dumber at this point.
Dumb and dumbest.
He is the dumbest.
That's a wild story, to say the least.
Yeah.
It's a really fucking wild story.
It was.
And I got one more for us.
You got one more?
I got one more.
Shit. It's back to back.
Back to
back today.
This one, I'm actually going to play a video. I'm going to play an audio for us. The video was going to give you guys context. I don't got to say much.
Do you remember? Last, did you fuck me?
Do you really want to go there?
Please, no, answer the question. Do you remember? Because I don't.
I'll tell you.
How can I be in the same house touching myself with a boyfriend in the same house with me?
Okay, no, Denise, I've got this.
Right. Okay. Let's just hear what Paul's got to say.
All right, babe. Babe. I love you.
So why don't you touch me?
When I come home from work and I see my girlfriend, right? When I just see her, I'm happy. That's love to me. That's enough for me. But at the same time, why do you feel like you need me inside of you 24/7 before you can feel love?
I don't feel like I need you inside me 24/7, but I'm not wood. Okay, I'm a woman, and I find you attractive, and I would like to have sex with you once in a while. Even if it's once a week, babe, because we don't do that.
I understand that I might have a high sex drive, but Paul has a very low sex drive, and we can meet in the middle somehow. Do you know what I mean? I don't mind having sex at least 3 times a week. We are not even having that a month. So, of course, I have every right to complain. I feel that it's a disrespect to him and to myself that I'm having to touch myself in my house when I live with my partner.
What you need to do first, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you love me, but I also understand I love me, okay?
So you don't want to have sex?
No, what I'm saying is, you need to love you first.
I love me.
You need to love you more.
To do what? To not be able to release?
No, in order for you to not feel like you need me to be inside of you before you can feel loved.
Don't let me suspect you, because at the end of the day, I don't understand what this means.
Okay, first thoughts, what are you thinking? Who's in the wrong here?
What are you talking about?
What are you thinking? Who's in the wrong? Is he in the wrong for not laying it down, or is she in the wrong for wanting it? For
he's wanting not sex making 3 times a week?
He's not... I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you have
to
say.
It's not making sense. He's like, I'm going to need you. No, you're shaking. So he's going, you first. You say what you need to say, bro. You're literally shaking. Look,
I am convinced, yeah. I am convinced this guy's dick is not working. I am convinced he got erectile dysfunction or something. Something. Because you see her. She was banging, yeah. And also, why is he gaslighting her? Like, why is he telling her, you need to love yourself? Like, obviously, I love myself, yeah, but it's a different thing. It's not even the same concept in the first place.
It's not about love.
You're my partner.
It's literally nothing to do about love.
It has nothing to do with self-love whatsoever.
It has nothing to do with love, period.
He wants a roommate. That's what it seems like. Because the gaslighting part is what actually got me. He's saying, oh, I feel like you need to love you more. So you don't feel like you need me inside of you all the time. And then when he said that, I was thinking, rah, like they're probably having sex like twice a week, right? And he thinks that that's a lot. But she said that we're not even having sex 3 times a month. Mm. That's when I was like, okay, like there's not even some sort of compromise whatsoever. He's getting things his way. And clearly his dick is not working, so he can't put it down like that. I'm convinced. Yeah, you cannot convince me that it's like you cannot convince me that he has a regular sex drive. You can't convince me. You can't convince me that he has a functioning libido. He doesn't.
Oh my
god. He doesn't. He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't, bro.
No, but like, okay, he can have low sex drive. Mm. But at the end of the day, just fucking say that.
Yeah.
Just say that,
stop,
man.
Stop gaslighting her.
He literally said, you need to love yourself more because she wanted to have sex with him.
Oh, did you remember the first part that he said? When he said, when I come home and I see my girlfriend, I'm happy.
Yeah. So she should be happy too. I'm thinking he's gay, to be honest.
Right?
Yeah.
Still in the closet, huh?
I'm... Because what are you talking? Like, he's not making sense. I would understand if he was like, oh, no, I just have low sex drive. Or, yeah, no, like, I'm focused on this right now. Or some shit like that. Something that makes sense.
Yeah.
An actual excuse or, like, something that actually makes sense.
A
reason. He just said, when I walk in, I'm happy to just see you. And you should be the same, too. That means he don't want to have sex.
He doesn't want to. He's not even...
He could be asexual.
He could be that. He's not even trying to put in the work or anything like that.
No.
He has accepted the thing for what it is right now. And I don't know. He thinks that that's normal. It's not, bro. Telling her that she needs to
love herself.
She already is loving herself because she said that she has to touch herself.
She's begging it, though. Imagine
begging for sex. What choice does she have, bro? Imagine begging for sex from your own...
partner.
Partner.
And then when they do it, it doesn't feel right anymore, though. They're not a match. They're just not a match. He can be asexual. He can be not attracted to her. He could be a lot of things, but he definitely... You don't want him to force himself to have sex with you now. You don't want him to change that just because you talked about it.
No.
It's that like, dead. Like, the relationship is dead.
Yeah. Because then it would be the same thing as well. If I was, like, trying to get my girl to have sex with me all the time. Or not all the time, just, like, basically the minimum. And I could see that she's not into it. Because you can tell when somebody's not into it.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that's hot. And they do it just to shut you up.
Yeah.
Like, they do it out of pity.
I wouldn't think that's hot. I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
No, exactly.
But I think, like, he should just admit to the fact that he's going through some shit. If he is going through some shit.
Like, I don't think he thinks he's going through some shit.
Yeah, because it seems like he's very satisfied with the way the situation is.
He thinks she's the problem.
He's happy whenever he comes home. And she's saying that she has a high sex drive, and she said 3 times a week should be enough. That's bare minimum. But that's like her lowest level I can think, because she wants there to be a compromise. But he doesn't even think that 3 times a week is, like, doable. So I'm 100% convinced, yeah, until tomorrow, until the day after tomorrow, until next week, until next year, his dick ain't working. He needs to go check it out.
This is sad.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
That. The whole thing is just sad. She needs to end it. That's what I said.
She definitely needs to kill it off.
Imagine begging for... Ooh, girl.
I would imagine it being the other way around, like, right? Like, in most couples, you would imagine the guy would be the one asking for it.
yeah.
And you know one thing about women as well, they get pissed. Y'all get pissed when your partner doesn't want to do it.
Because how dare you?
Exactly.
How actually dare you?
You take it as a punch to your ego.
Yeah, it is a punch to my ego.
Am I not hot no more? No, are, like, you no longer attracted to me? You think about everything else. Like, if he tells you he's tired, y'all never want to accept the fact that he's actually tired. You always jump to, like, oh, he doesn't find me attractive anymore. What I want to know is, yeah, Have you ever initiated, but they said no?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even try. They just said no. Not right now.
I think that would turn me on more, to be honest.
Really?
Would it? Probably, yeah.
And you couldn't.
If they were not even trying, they just said no?
They just said no, like, I'm tired. I'm just trying to sleep. And you couldn't convince them. Like, no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't convince them.
I'm not going to convince nobody.
Once they say no, that's it?
That's it.
Would you feel hurt, though?
I probably would.
Yeah.
I probably would. I probably would. How dare you?
How dare you?
Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Y'all actually take that deep to heart. But, like, for us, it happens, like, so often. It's like.
But that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the other way around.
It's not supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to be like that. What it's supposed to be is that every time that I'm in the mood, you're in the mood. That's what it's supposed to be like. It just happens to be the way that it is right now. Because in a perfect world, every time I'm in the mood, you're in the mood. Every time you're in the mood, I'm in the mood. But, you know, the universe just isn't built like that.
Imagine
so.
They're not in the mood.
Couldn't imagine that, huh?
No, I can't imagine that. I wouldn't be mad. I would just be like, I would feel so gross. Mm. Just myself. Like, I would feel gross. Like, I feel like I'm the pervert. That's what I feel like.
You know, we feel that same way as well.
Why y'all keep on doing it then?
No, wait. No. Don't gaslight me. We feel that way as well. So it's not easy for us to like ask for it all the time. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. We take the rejection. We probably don't take it like as deep as you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
But we take it as well. And like, it just gets to a point where it's like, you don't even want to ask for it no more.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And it gets to a point where it's like, I tell myself, yeah, okay, now I'm going to pay back.
And like, then when she asks, you want to say no?
When I'm going to say no.
Bro, that's me.
But I can never. I can never.
Cameron, I can never say no.
Such a weak boy, yeah.
If that's what I meant, like, if they were playing that kind of game,
yeah,
then I'll find a hot. But if they're literally just like,
I don't wanna.
What do you mean?
Who are you fucking on the side?
Who are you fucking on the side? Who's giving you side coach?
Yeah.
Who's giving you side coach?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I would be so confused.
You'd be pissed.
I would be. You would think like I saw God or something. That's how confused I would be. Because it's not making sense.
Oh, because you're so hot. Everybody wants you.
No, it's pooped.
Why can't we say the same thing as well? It's dick.
No, you don't have to say it. Stop.
You know, wait. You know, I actually heard like in a different podcast.
Yeah.
Why men want to have sex more.
Yeah.
And it went something like this, yeah. It's actually very simple. We get to come. Y'all don't.
Whoa. You the took reward. Me to a turn here. Yeah.
We always have the reward at the end. Always.
Yeah.
Maybe in like 2% of situations, you're not going to get rewarded by the orgasm. But most times than not, we do.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why men are always after it. It's like eating candy for us. Yeah. You know, you guys go into it, you don't know if you're getting a candy bar or if you're fucking getting poisoned. Like, you don't know if y'all came every time when you get to feel that feeling every single time after you had sex, trust me, y'all will also be addicted. But y'all don't.
I think that's how hoes are made,
right?
There's men hoes too, but all of y'all hoes, so nobody, we can't differentiate any of y'all. But like a woman that's like going out like on one night stand and shit like that, She must be coming.
She must be.
She has to be coming.
She has to be getting her nut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise, what's the point?
There's no point. There's literally no point. Oh. On Explain, the TV show.
Yeah.
They were explaining it like perfectly. They said it's like you went to a dinner, and then your partner gets served lobster with butter and onion and everything, and just very delicious. And you get a piece of bread. That's how it is.
Was that the differentiation between men orgasm and females?
you having sex as a woman,
yeah,
as a man that doesn't know how to make you come. Oh, that's how it is. Yeah. So that's why we're not out here like you guys, I guess.
Another advantage of my gender.
Advantage.
Thank God I was born with a dick.
Y'all are getting lobster.
Thank lobster. God I was born a man. Man privilege.
All right, let's
move on to the next topic.
So, Japanese man arrested for dating 25 women at once for more shit. Birthday gifts.
Shit. That guy went to business school.
For birthday gifts. Literally, yeah. Just birthday gifts.
Business.
So the story goes like this. A serial dater has been arrested in Japan after being with 25 different people at once, as well as receiving gifts and cards from them. The 25-year-old man was then arrested for being fraudulent, as he was pretending to be serious with all of them. I didn't know this was illegal.
Shouldn't be. They fucked my guy over.
Kidding me? No, he fucked up, but I didn't know, like, you could get arrested for just
getting gifts,
pretending that you were serious.
Yeah, what, under what section of the law is that a crime? I mean, fraud is definitely a crime, but
pretending that you were serious with them and just getting gifts?
How do they know he was pretending to be serious? You could have lied and said, no, I actually loved her.
Love 25 of them.
I mean, that's a possibility. To love 25 people.
35.
Why didn't they arrest the woman that I saw who also had like so many boyfriends? I think it was a Japanese woman as well, or an Asian country.
What's happening in Japan?
They bought her, all of them bought her like iPhone 11s or the latest iPhone at that time. And then she sold all of the iPhones that they bought her to buy a fucking house. She bought a house.
With iPhones, that must be like... That's too many iPhones. I can't even count that amount. That's too many iPhones.
They should... If that guy is getting arrested...
She should definitely get arrested too. Is it in Japan?
Let me see. Okay. No, this one was China. One crafty female from China has performed the ultimate hustle to raise funds for a home deposit. The scheme involved a lady convincing 20 boyfriends to buy her 20 new iPhone 7s, which she then sold for enough money to put a down payment on a house. So she didn't buy the whole house, technically.
It's a down payment.
But still.
Down payment's a lot, though.
It's a lot. Proud, whatever her name was, said she was utterly surprised when Zhao Li revealed she sold 20 iPhones. It was 20 boyfriends. To a mobile phone recycling plant for $23,200. And then use that money for her house deposit.
A house, not even an apartment, bro.
Not even an apartment. 20 boyfriends. How? 20? How could they all be so gullible?
That's a full job.
That's a full-time job, bro. If I was a woman, I'm doing OnlyFans.
You're talking about OnlyFans?
Yeah.
This girl, like, in 2 days?
Yeah.
I mean, she was a TikTok famous girl. She had, like, 100,000 followers or some shit. And then she just made a OnlyFans just to be like, let me just show you guys, like, how much I can make in a day.
Yeah.
She made, like, $1,000, 10,000 crowns in 2 days.
She made $1,000.
$1,000
in 2 days.
2 days.
I mean, that's nothing compared to how much other people have made.
No, but this is literally just a regular girl. She just does TikTok, has 100,000K like followers.
100,000 followers on TikTok. All right, when you put it like that, because usually it's like the people who are already like well established.
That's what I'm saying.
That have a lot of followers. That make like big bucks. 1,000. I still think that's nothing for.
$1,000 in 2 days.
$1,000 in 2 days. Somebody just sold their fart for that much money.
Sold their fart? You can sell your fart?
Have you been living under a rock?
No, there's no way you can sell a fart, man.
Wow. Do I have to look up another article? There's this story, yeah? I've actually listened to the podcast of the woman who sells her fart. Like, first of all, how do you even know that there's a demand for your fart.
How do you know?
You gotta risk your whole reputation to make a video and put it online and say, if you wanna buy my fart, here you go. And then you also gotta hope that people actually wanna buy it, because otherwise that would be the most embarrassing thing in the whole world.
Very interesting question. Mm. How do you sell it?
Okay. So actually, I heard this part in the podcast. She actually puts it in a jar.
So she...
She puts it in a jar.
She farts in a jar, closes up real quick.
Real fucking quick. And there's like different... I think there was like different price ranges for different farts, depending on the food that she ate. Because she said she tries to make it smell good, so she would eat like some high-end stuff to make sure that it smells a specific type of way.
Like, what can you eat that makes it?
What do I know?
What do I know? You heard the podcast. I'm asking questions. I need to know.
Yeah, I know. I told you that. I'm so bad. I'm so bad at hearing stuff and then repeating it. Unless I actually put it in my focus. But there's... Just imagine, yeah? I'm waking up 7 a.m. every day, busting my ass going to work. Somebody just made my whole year salary selling her fart online.
It's 1 month salary.
What do you mean?
Not even 1 month. You said it was 1,000.
A jar was selling for like $100. That's like 1,000 crowns, right?
Yeah.
And she had like customers. She had customers. She had a lot. It wasn't one or two or like 10. She had customers, people buying that shit.
Did she say what they do with it?
What? Oof. That's the thing. I don't understand what goes through the mind of some people, bro. I actually can. Like, there's some things that people have done. I don't know. Like, who are you? Who are you and why are you doing this? I need some answers. We need to have somebody who bought fart on this podcast.
Yeah, bring them here.
That would be the littest conversation ever.
What do you do with it? And is it actually worth the money? Because I can get into the business. I need to get hired into the business. Because I'm telling you, this OnlyFans thingy for 2 days, $1,000?
It's crazy.
It was $1,800. Some shit like that. That's how much people make here.
It's like
in
half
a month.
My month's salary.
Exactly. Mm. And she only had like, I don't know, it was like 20 subscribers, some shit like that.
Yeah. See, then again, yeah. This is why I'm always gonna say this. Fuck hard work. Hard work is not gonna get you anywhere. You gotta work smart. Considering the way people are making money in this time, in this generation, making money is, if you want, it could be like breathing air. You just gotta be entrepreneurial in some way. You just gotta find a loophole somewhere and then you can make money.
She found a fart.
She found...
She found a fart. I'm trying to find my shit.
For real.
Is it feet pictures? What y'all want? Let me know, man.
Feet pictures, I would actually pimp your feet.
You pimp my feet?
I will pimp your feet. I'll pay for the pedicure or whatever if you're trying to get in that business. Just,
you know, there was this one podcaster that was like, oh, she was talking about her feet that much and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And now she has an OnlyFans just for her feet.
Just for her feet.
And making bangs.
Nah. that's calm. If I didn't have such ugly ass feet, like I could have done that.
No, selling, I'm actually mad. Pictures. People are selling farts and feet, and I'm working. Why?
And panties and bath water. Haven't you heard that one?
What, they just take a bath, just cupping shit with
cup the
jugs.
Water. Jake from New Zealand wants to buy my bath water.
What are you going to do with it? That's the thing that I don't understand. What do they do with it? You drink it and then what?
Drink? I don't even think they drink it. Like,
what do they do? What
it doesn't make sense.
We need to do more research.
We're so regular, you and I. We're so regular. We have no wild sides.
No kinks.
No kinks. Nothing.
Nothing.
People out
we're
here
so
buying
boring.
We're so boring.
Ew.
Bro. Fuck.
Ew.
We need to get a life.
Seriously.
We need to get a life. People out here buying bath water, buying panties, buying farts.
Piss.
Paying for... online porn.
I can't believe people do that. But hey, give you money still. I'm trying to get that.
Your money.
Nah.
But the way people spend their money, bro, I actually don't get it.
Thing. Even poop, like I think they sell poop too.
At this point,
I think we're overpopulated, bro. We're literally overpopulated. What is this? Selling poop, piss,
bro.
Farts is the weirdest shit ever.
I swear to God, bro.
You have to fart in a jar.
You have to fart in a jar, bro.
Do they want evidence too, so you have to film it? You have to close it real quick, you know? I just cannot see that. I can't see it.
The logistics behind it, man. It just doesn't make sense.
Bro. Wait, I'm so confused.
Do you reckon that they probably like sniff it like a little bit every day? Like just open it real good. Like
oh, this one is good. This one is worth more. What are you on about?
No, like it doesn't make no goddamn sense. If there's anybody listening, yeah, and you have bought like fart in a jar, or you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who has bought fart in a jar, please contact us.
Email us on friendsourbenefits.
Please.
At gmail.com.
We need some answers.
Yes.
We need some answers.
What do you do with it? How's the price range? How do you find those people that sell them? Like, everything.
The finding part is easy because the demand has gone up, so the supply is definitely there. I'm pretty sure we could just look up TikTok right now and find somebody selling their fart. I licked my lips at the wrongest moment. I take that back. That was the worst possible timing to lick your lips. I definitely take that back.
I die. Oh my god.
No.
No, that's hilarious.
No, we just gotta level up, man. You and I, we just gotta find a way to.
Not a king.
We just gotta find a small way to make money. That's pretty much it.
I don't know. I need to find my thing.
I got one last confession for us today. A man with World War I explosive lodged in his rectum sparks bomb scare. Hospital evacuation.
Stop right there. What did you say? What did he say?
All right, cool. A man with World War I explosive lodged in his rectum, in his bum. Sparks bomb scare. Hospital evacuation.
Why are we always talking about anal, man? It's anal shit every day. Go on.
The 88-year-old patient visited hospital in Toulon to have an antique explosive removed, but instead sparked a bomb scare. We had to manage the risk in a reactive framework, somebody said. When in doubt, we took all the precautions. It's believed the pervy patient inserted the item up his anus for sexual pleasure. An apple, a mango, or even a can of shaving foam were used to finding unusual objects inserted where they shouldn't be, one doctor said. But a shell? Never. According to the hospital, he's now in good health and is expected to make a full recovery from the surgery.
You know what's mad?
What?
He was in his 80s.
88. See, we think the same because that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Right?
You're about to turn 90. Old man. Don't you have grandkids?
I think he wanted to go out in a good way.
He wanted to go out with a bang.
He wanted to go out with an actual bang. With an actual bang.
They shouldn't have saved him. That was
but
probably
intentional. But they evacuated the hospital,
the
didn't
hospital,
they?
Because they were afraid it was going to blow everybody up.
In his anus. If I was a doctor, I would just send him home. I would just send him home, man. Imagine you blow up. And you're a doctor just there to save his ass.
Exactly.
Literally, bro. His ass. And then you just blow up like that. I'm mad now. I'm actually mad.
I didn't go to school. I didn't go to uni for like 6 years.
Yeah.
To work with this.
Literally this. You died this way.
I literally didn't. If it was like, nah, fam, that's too long. 88 years old. What are you thinking?
A bomb, man.
Bruh, why? 88 years why old. Yeah, you should be... You should be thinking about the next life. If there's a next life, if there's no next life, if you believe in God, you should be very religious. That's the only thing that should be on your mind, bro. Why are you even thinking about anal, bro?
Anal,
why,
bro?
It doesn't make anal. No sense. It doesn't make no sense. It doesn't make no goddamn sense. But I guess, like, at that age, you're so bored. You know what I mean? Like, you're bored. You're 88.
That could never be my grandpa. Hey,
bro, don't say that. Don't say that.
What do you mean?
Because you never know.
Hey, no. A bomb? I do know. What are you on about? A bomb?
But like, I guess like you become bored like the older you become. To the point where it's like, you've done everything. You've tried everything. All your kinks, you bought the fart.
He definitely bought the fart.
He seems like that. He definitely...
It's in his radar.
He fills up the criteria. He's done that. Because you cannot skip that and stuck a bomb up your ass.
No, there's it's levels stages, to the shit.
It's levels to the shit. First, you buy the fart. Then you buy the panties. Then you buy the poop.
No, the panties has to come first.
Yes. The
panties is regular.
Panties, yeah. Then the poop. And then you stick a bomb up your ass. That's how it goes. Because that is not making
no
sense.
The full circle.
The full circle.
Here we go.
Because you can't just go from like having like normal relationships, normal no. sex, and then just stick something up your bum.
No, you can't go from like...
missionary.
Missionary. You can't go from missionary to sticking bum up your ass.
A whole ass bum, bro.
No, there's levels to this
there's
shit.
There's levels to this
we,
shit.
We believe that.
There's levels
he's
to this
customer.
Shit. He's a customer. He's a regular customer. He's been in this business for a long time.
Where the fuck did he find the bomb at?
He's 88. So he was probably around when they made the bomb. He was probably around. He probably yeah, had
he
it from...
He probably did it in
was probably
the
a
World
souvenir,
War.
Right?
Yeah,
he
yeah,
just
yeah.
brought it back home with him.
Yeah.
So it was like, ah, shit.
Let me just stick it in. Wow. Being horny makes you do crazy
it
shit,
makes you
though,
do
to be honest.
Shit.
Makes you do crazy
it
shit.
It makes you do shit. Oh, man.
The limit is...
It's limitless.
It's limitless.
It just depends, like, how much testosterone, how much dopamine you got going on. Mm. It's all mental.
It is.
Because if you're... That's the reason why I'm saying, yeah? That guy had... The guy who didn't want to have sex with his wife, he had, like, libido issues. Because, like, the chemicals, he wasn't getting horny. Like, the chemicals in his brain were not firing the way that they were supposed to fire.
But he could
that's
be
why.
Asexual. Hmm? He could be asexual and not aware
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, that too.
But maybe he just wants to have sex three times a month, and that's totally fine with him. The problem comes when he's trying to, like, blame her for wanting to be intimate with her boyfriend.
Partner.
With her boyfriend. A boyfriend.
If you were in that situation, didn't want to give it to you. What would you do? Would you like even take it that far as she did and went on to like a live show?
No.
Just did it.
I can never talk about it either.
Yeah.
I can't talk about it. Because me talking about it and then you doing it after I just talked about it?
Yeah.
She's dry.
Yeah.
And that's just it. That's just the game.
That's just that on that. All right, man. That's the episode for today, yeah? Really fun episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm just going to say this, yeah? If you haven't liked or subscribed or done any of that, please, please. We're actually desperate now. I know in the past I've said, if it's not 5-star, it's nothing. But at this point, 1-star, we will be grateful.
We're very grateful.
Very grateful.
Very grateful.
Please make sure you follow us. Make sure you subscribe.
We'll affirm everything you
comment,
say.
Like, send us in your thoughts, your confessions, how you feeling. All of that. We're here for it, you know? We're here for all of that.
Facts.
But yeah, I want to thank each and every one of you guys listening to the episode. Mm. We really appreciate the support we've been getting so far. Almost 100K on TikTok. Soon.
Let's pray on that.
And yeah, that was it for today. You want to say anything?
And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, that's what's up. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.